So where do things stand today with negotiations between the protesters and the chancellor at UW-Madison?
Yeah, so as of today, we walked out of a negotiation meeting. However, we explicitly stated that we weren't ending negotiations. We just weren't going to sit in this particular meeting or any meeting until we felt as though they were acting in good faith and taking our proposals seriously and actually interacting with the things we were putting on the table. And over many meetings, we saw that that was not happening. So we walked out of the meeting because they were wasting our time. Now we are trying to get a meeting set up with the chancellor. We'll see if that happens. Like I said, she's been a little bit wishy-washy on what she wants us to do and what she's willing to do, and it seems to be a little bit circular.
We're here in the second week of protests. Where do you think things are going? I mean, it's graduation time. What do you see in the future?
I see us remaining to stand in solidarity here. We are going to continue to fight for our demands in whatever way we can.
You are supported by some professors and people from the community. Why is that important?
I think that's important for many reasons. Going back to what we said before, it is, I think, very important that we are a university community standing up for people who no longer have universities because they've been bombed by bombs that and other weapons that have been manufactured in part due to funding that we provide them. So I think it's very important to have a wide coalition of people from the university out here supporting, from academic staff to other staff to faculty to students. But I also think it means a lot to those students who are out here graduating. What we're putting on the line is so little in comparison into what the people of Gaza are going through, but nonetheless, it is very comforting to have some support from our professors.
The chancellor at UW-Madison has said that they cannot divest. It's just not something that they're able to do. What's your reply to that?
My reply to that is she has a lot more power than she is saying she has, and just picks and chooses when she uses it and when she tells us she can.
Why is divestment important?
Divestment is important because we should not be complicit in weapons manufacturing that facilitates the slaughter of tens of thousands of children.
There has been an alert put out by the campus police about some safety concerns. How safe is the protest here?
Looks pretty safe to me. I have been here pretty much 18 hours a day since we put up the encampment, and I have been helping maintain safety in the camp with our camp marshals or safety people, and I think it's going pretty well and people are feeling safe. If people weren't feeling safe, I don't think we'd see people out here.
We are at the end of the semester. Do you think that protests like this across the country and here will lose steam?
I think that there's definitely a dynamic shift as people graduate and fluctuate in and out of Madison. Nonetheless, we saw and we are seeing that we have a wide support from many aspects of the community, more than just undergraduate students, and there will be representation even after graduation.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Of course, thank you.
One last question. Spell your first and last name for me.
ABBIEKLEIN, Abby Klein.
And are you a student?
I'm a PhD student, yes.
What's your research?
I study psychology.
When do you plan to graduate?
Give me 6 years.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.